KLOS and KLOS HD1, Los Angeles. This is the Rock of Southern California, and this is the home of Sports on Tap.
Your one-stop shop for sports talk.
With JD and the Bus.
Great icebreaker. If you can talk sports, you can talk with any guy in the world.
Kicking off right now on 95.5 KLOS. Now, Бушка Facts.
That is incredible.
Incredible yet true.
Well, we'll see about that.
Oh, it's true.
What is it?
Well, it's true. I had said, I'm going to tell you the biggest fact and the biggest difference between Ryan Lochte and Shaquille O'Neal inducted into the NBA Hall of Fame. The difference is in endorsements and how you carry yourself on and off the court, out of the pool. J.D. Lochte lost the only four sponsors he ever had in his life in a two-hour span, costing himself $1.5 million. Shaquille O'Neal made $41,176,471 last year, and $10 million of that was in endorsements. That's what he made. That's what he made. That was his last year.
Wait a minute. Where did the other $31 million come from?
I should say last year. His last year as a player. What he made. $10 million of that $41 million. He had players. Some. He had other things he was doing as well in appearances. But $10 million of that endorsements for Shaquille O'Neal. In fact, according to Darren Rovell of CNBC, no player in any sport in history has ever had more endorsements than Shaquille O'Neal. Arizona Iced Tea. Burger King, Digex. You ever heard of Digex?
Nope.
No. Here's one. Lee Ning. That sounds like a girl I dated in high school, man. He didn't have that one. Reebok. We know that. Oreos. Do you remember Shaq doing Oreos?
Nope.
I don't remember that either. Buick, Comcast, Power Balance, Zales, and of course my favorite. That when I think of Shaquille O'Neal and needing some pain relief, Icy Hot. Who can't forget that?
I remember that one.
Shaq versus pain.
Shaq won. Pain, zero.
New Icy Hot Advance Patch. 50% more medicine.
Shaq one, pain, zero.
Oh, that's just what I want, man. A guy who's a 7-plus and 350 pounds or so every time that I got to put a little bit of that to Icy Hot on down there, man. Shaquille O'Neal's the first guy that I am thinking of. Man.
All right, let's get to it. Coming up in just a minute, Dave Pallet, David Jeff. Down to San Diego, give us a Charger report coming up next. We got a Raider report, got a Charger report, got a Ram report coming up. Stay with us. Sports on Tap on 95.5 KLOS. It's Rock Southern California, 95.5 KLOS. Sports on Tap with JD in the Bush and rolling right along here. Week one of the NFL season is here. We got one game down already and a full slate coming up at 10 o'clock this morning. We've had our Raider report. How about a Charger report now? Dave and Jeff down in San Diego. Dave Pallet on line one. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning. How you guys doing this morning?
Good, Dave.
Oh, man, excited for the season to finally start. I mean, we've talked about this a bunch. When you do what we do for a living, this is a pretty exciting day, isn't it?
It is. It feels this is Christmas. For sports fans, this is Christmas. And so this is the best day because the excitement factor of, all right, now I get into my routine. It's Sunday morning and it's Southern California. Yep. How great is it that the game starts at 10 in the morning compared to East Coast where you have to wait forever for things to be going and then you're forced going to church? And then all of a sudden you go, hey, there are gates. I don't have to go to church. So the worst day is always the week after the Super Bowl. We look at each other and go, now what do I do?
Right, exactly.
Walking about like zombies and stare at your neighbor and go, now what are we supposed to do?
Yeah, March Madness still doesn't start for a while. Hey, talk about your San Diego Superchargers. Keenan Allen, here's a guy that's expected back to come back, have a great comeback year. He's got to be bigger and better than ever because, let's face it, Rivers isn't getting any younger and you're running out of time.
No, absolutely. Keenan Allen is outstanding. And if you look at Keenan Allen's numbers, he would have finished right behind Antonio Brown of the Pittsburgh Steelers, who most people have drafted 1-2 in their fantasy football leagues. Keenan Allen's numbers would have put him on pace last year for about 134 receptions, but he suffered an injury halfway through the year. He was outstanding. He is the one guy that Tom Telesco, general manager of the Chargers, has that he can hang his hat on and say, I got this guy in the third round. He's had so many other picks that haven't worked out, but he is one of the best wide receivers in the league. Of course, he's a California guy, came from the University of California, Berkeley, and then he was known for, right after the Chargers drafted him, he was sitting at In-N-Out wearing a Raider hat. And people are like, what the hell are you doing wearing a Raider hat? That's our rival.
He's got a little Kaepernick in him.
But he is outstanding, one of the best in the NFL, and obviously Philip Rivers' number one target this year.
All right, staying with our Charger report here, Dave Pallet down in San Diego giving us the scoop. Joey Bosa is signed. He's in camp and has a soft tissue injury and is not going to play game one. Is that right?
Soccer, yes, they're calling it a tight hamstring injury. Joey Bosa says he would like to go. He's a little disappointed he's not dressed. Chargers don't want to take a chance. Too much money invested in Joey Bosa. He will not dress, not be a part of it. And it's so funny. San Diego fans, the way they are, until Joey Bosa does anything, they're going to give this kid a break, not understanding the Chargers had a lot to do with him not coming into camp.
Right.
The letter to the editor in the newspaper, he needs to donate his entire salary this week to charity. Okay. You know, you don't know what to do with their money. But he wants to dress. It's the Chargers that are going to be more safe than sorry in this situation. That's why he's not playing.
How's this relationship going to go? I mean, honestly, I mean, do you see this guy as somebody? I mean, the way this has started, he's probably going to do four and hit the door.
It is interesting the way it's going because his, you know, his mother obviously has gotten involved and his dad played in the NFL. If this guy can play, they're going to forget quickly. I mean, Sean Merriman was a favorite. He sat out. Phillip Rivers sat out for a while. Yet these guys, once they do anything on the field, all forgiven. This is an easy sports town in San Diego. If you do anything at all, if you show up just even at Children's Hospital and take pictures, you're going to be known as a good guy. And they'll take that here. It's not New York. It's not Chicago. It's not even, you know, close to L.A., even though it's 2 hours away. It's the easiest sports town you've ever seen and the easiest media town you've ever seen. So if Joey Bosa does anything at all and doesn't get arrested, they're going to embrace him in the city. It's just right now he hasn't had a chance to prove himself.
Has he shown up at the Children's Hospital, or is he holding out until more cameras show up?
He's holding out until he gets some tongue depressors.
Okay, that's it. That's what I thought, man.
Awesome stuff. Dave Ballet from Dave and Jeff Show down in San Diego. Thanks, man. We'll talk to you again next week.
You got it. Take care.
Thanks, Dave. You're a maniac.
I want four news cameras down there. No, ABC, NBC, CBS. Where's Fox? I'm not doing this till Fox is here. I can see him, man. Why not?
Man, Chargers were 4-12 last year. How many wins are you going to give them this year? How many? Come on.
Chargers? I'm going to give them five.
Five? You're going to give them one more win than last year.
Why not, man? I'm generous.
How charitable.
You're welcome. I'm here till 9.
Coming up, Dan Reeves on the program. Sports on Tap on KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, some collective soul for you this morning. Sports on Tap with JD in the Bush. You ready to rock?
I am ready to rock indeed. And how about that? Week one, Broncos, they beat the Carolina Panthers. They do it up there in the Mile High, a rematch of the Super Bowl. And you know what?
Great game.
It was a great game. You know, when I think of certain teams, I think of coaches. I can get attached to these guys growing up, you know, in the 80s and 90s, watching these guys pace around the sideline. Nobody did it better than our next guest who joins us right now, Dan Reeves. You got the distinction, coach, of playing in the most Super Bowls in history, playing and coaching, participating in 9 altogether. Thank you for the time this morning. Welcome to week one. How impressed were you with Broncos quarterback Trevor Siemian in week one against a very good defense in the Panthers?
Well, he looked great. There's no question that he handled the situation extremely well. You know, they got behind, and yet he didn't panic. He only got sacked, I think, if I remember right, like one time. So he got rid of the football even when he was pressured. He knew where to go with the football, and you know, even though he had a turnover, it was a tip pass. I thought he did extremely well.
Dan Reeves, former head coach for actually a number of teams. As good as Denver is, the Raiders are predicted to be a dark horse in the AFC West. Kansas City, you know, it's always a good team. They always have a good running game, good defense. Do you think that the Broncos are going to run away with the division this year?
Oh, I think there's no question that division is you know, very strong. And certainly quarterback is coming along great for the Raiders. You know, Rivers is a good quarterback. Kansas City is going to be good. So it's going to be a tough division race. There's no question that Denver's got their work cut out for them. And everybody, you know, is going to have them as a target. They're the, you know, defending Super Bowl champions every week they play wherever they are. You know, that's going to be the biggest game of the year for whoever they're playing.
Dan Reeves is with us at Sports on Tap on 95.5 KLOS. JD in the Bush. Hey, Coach, one thing you didn't worry about during your coaching days is social media. I mean, everybody's fighting for a cause nowadays. I want to get your take on Colin Kaepernick. Here it is, September 11th. I mean, the buzz he's created with his protest during the national anthem. Did this kind of thing go on when you coached? Did we just not hear about it?
No, we really didn't have it. You know, I did make a point as the head coach, because I thought it was important for you to stand, you know, with your hand over your heart, stand there and face the flag and do the thing right. You know, I think certainly there's been a lot said about Kaepernick, you know, not you know, standing for the national anthem, it irritates me to see guys that are standing there, but they don't have the hand over their heart. They're looking around everywhere. And, you know, they might as well be sitting. Yeah. You know, I just think it's something that, you know, it's a great country that we live in, and certainly we got not perfect by any means. We've got a lot of things to do that, you know, need to be changed, need to be looked at, that we need to improve on. There's no question, but it's the greatest country, you know, in the world, and, you know, it allows us as coaches and players, you know, to make a living that, you know, a lot of people have put their lives at stake to, you know, try to give us that opportunity. And, you know, I just think there's a lot of different ways that you can, you know, get your point across. And, you know, anytime you get a chance, you need to honor a flag.
Coach, it's an exciting day for us. One of our guests earlier said it's like Christmas. It's been an exciting career for you as a player, as a coach. You've been in more Super Bowls than anyone in history, 9 of them. You've been a broadcaster, too. You've been in the booth. How much do you miss being around the game on a daily or weekly basis?
Well, I don't want to go up against Von Miller, that's for sure. You know, you miss the game. There's no question. There's nothing like getting ready for a football game, whether you're a player or whether you're a coach. It's just a, you know, tremendous excitement that you have going into it. You get, you know, still get those, you know, the heart beating. You get the butterflies, you know, before every game. And even now as a fan, you know, last night I got a son-in-law to coaches. With the Broncos, you know, heck, I'm excited, and you know, for him and pulling for the Broncos. So, yeah, you still get that feeling, but you know, I play golf, but it doesn't come close to, you know, getting that feeling that I get, the competitiveness that you feel for getting ready for a football game.
No doubt.
All right, Coach, hey, we appreciate you for being with us here. Enjoy Week 1.
Thanks, Coach Dan Reeves. All right, another Fushka Facts. Rock Southern California, 95.5 KLOS. JD in the Bush doing some sports on tap. Are you ready? Are you ready for another one?
Now, Fushka Facts.
That is incredible.
What?
Incredible yet true.
I don't know about incredible or true, but we'll see.
You don't know, man.
Yeah, I don't know
we'll
about
see
either
if it's back next week, if it was incredible.
Yeah,
or
right.
If it was true indeed. A lot of people think, JD, the Cowboys season is over. I'm going to tell you 3 reasons why the NFL season is actually going to be better without Tony Romo.
All right. Stay tuned for that. Bushka Facts 1, 2, and 3 all at the same time. It's 95.5 KLOS.
Okay, ready? Ready to discuss sports.
Yeah! Back now to Sports on Tap.
Woo-hoo! With JD and the Bus.
On 95.5 KLOS. Now, Bushka Facts.
That is incredible.
What?
No way. Incredible yet true.
Yes, incredible and possibly true. You set us up on the other side. You said you're going to have how many reasons?
3. Not 3. 1, not 2,
but 3.
3 reasons why
the NFL season will be better without Tony Romo.
Without Tony Romo, yeah. All actually, right. We're going to get a C, first round draft pick, Ezekiel Elliott, and a plenty big dose of him as well. Running behind the best line in football.
That's just one.
We can keep him out of the weed shops there and his off days.
He was just looking.
Sherry was just looking. I didn't touch it. I was in there, but I didn't inhale. I saw him in there going... sniffing around. We get to see future quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys, Dak Prescott, because Tony Romo's not going to be around forever, not to mention every time this guy gets hit and racked, he's adding about 5 years to his life. So.
Bone density deficiency. I learned that last week.
He can drink all the milk he wants, man. It's not going to matter. Dak Prescott, he is going to be the guy this year. He's athletic. He's a poor man's Cam Newton until he can prove to be Cam Newton. But the biggest reason, number 3 overall, we get to see more Dez Bryant meltdowns. I mean, this guy gets pissed off if the wind blows the wrong way there in Big D. Not to mention his Oklahoma State Cowboys got upset by Central Michigan yesterday.
He's especially salty.
He is, man. The first time that Prescott overthrows him and it's picked off, he's gonna get all up in his business. So that's why I'm gonna watch the Cowboys. That's my must-see appointment TV this year. There's your 3 reasons.
Awesome stuff.
It's gonna be better without him.
There you go, Bushka Facts. 800-955-KLOS, UCLA versus Stanford, Rose Bowl coming up on September 24th. You want to see a great college football game? 10th caller right now, 800-955-KLOS. We're going to hook you up with a pair of tickets. UCLA-Stanford from your friends right here at 95.5 KLOS. And coming up, Rams Report and Boss on the big screen. It's Rock Southern California, 95.5 KLOS. Sports on Tap with JD in the Bush. Good morning. It is a time for the Rams report now. If we can do the Rams report, let's dig into that. Rams went 7-9 last season, recording their ninth consecutive losing campaign. Well, hopefully they're going to turn things around now that they're out here in Los Angeles. Got themselves a new quarterback, got themselves a nice running back, and supposedly Alex Gellar from the NFL Network is here saying that he expects that defense to be pretty good this year, that they got rid of some memorable players, as in Laurinaitis, who were getting long in the tooth, and they may be pretty decent on defense. I mean, they played pretty good defense last year.
Yeah, they did. They got a great defense, especially up front. I mean, Quinn's just an absolute beast. Yeah,
monster.
He really is, too. So when you say the new quarterback, though, I mean, which one are we talking about? They're a three-headed monster. I mean, Case Keenum, is he the new one? Is it Jared Goff? Is it Sean Mannion?
Maybe.
I don't know what I'm going to get. This is actually an intriguing game to watch. Not only do I want it locally because we're L.A. people, but the fact that are the cops going to actually show up? Is there going to be any kind of ruckus going on at the game with this little Kaepernick situation? It's the Rams' first game back in L.A. Who's going to start? How long is a leash going to be on Keenum before it goes to Mannion? Will we see Jared Goff back there? He played down the street in Cal, so it's going to be an interesting game. And are the Niners really, really that bad? Because I told you, the Browns are going to be my team I bet against every single week, but it may
and
be San Fran come Tuesday.
What did Alex say when he was in here?
He said they may be worse.
He said,
I was like, wow.
The Niners may be even worse.
Unbelievable. So we're going to wait and see that. Wow. Not to mention, Todd Gurley, it's official. Jeff Fisher texted me a few minutes ago, said he's going to carry it 82 times.
Now stop it. Yeah. Did not text you 82 times.
Fine, 75.
Rams and the Niners have played each other 132 times during the regular season since San Francisco joined the NFL in 1950. Wow. Seventh most meetings of any series all time for these two clubs.
It's got to be lopsided Niners-wise.
You would think so after the Joe Montana days.
Yeah. I mean, dominating him in the 80s. And,
I remember going to Anaheim Stadium and watching some of those games, and it would be a sea of red inside the stadium, and every time the Niners would score, it would be deafening.
Yeah, and you'd leave at halftime because this thing's over. Let's get a jump on traffic and go get nine holes.
I remember
in.
Going to a game once where the Rams jumped out in front. This was Flipper Anderson when he was catching touchdown passes from Jim Everett, and they got a big at halftime. I remember all the Niner fans leaving at halftime, and they're walking out like this, pointing to their rings as they're getting hammered by the Rams. They walk out pointing to their rings. Well, the moral of that story is you need to stick around because that was the Joe Montana era. Yep. He brought them back with three John Taylor touchdowns in the fourth quarter and won that game on Monday Night Football.
Serves them right. Remember a couple years ago in the NBA Finals, the Heat fans left. They tried to get back in once
they
heard
let them in.
And they locked them out. Sorry, you left. How's that working for you? And they're all trying to find a TV to watch looking on their phones.
All right, that's going to do it for your Rams report. What about Boss of the Big Screen today, though? What do you like for the big game today? What is the boss of the big screen for you, Rob?
You know, the thing I got to watch, JD, is the Patriots-Cardinals game because we've talked about it forever. We know
Brady's not going to watch the Patriots lose?
You know, this is the only time in my life I've rooted for them because I need Arizona to lose being a Hawks fan. But it's the fact that what are we going to get out of Jimmy Garoppolo? We don't know.
Curious.
We thought he was going to start last year. Brady gets that saving grace, 11th hour. He turns around. We don't know. How's he going to be? How can he handle not having Gronkowski there? Honestly, if it plays out like I think it's going to, the experts have Arizona winning by 8. Arizona could win this thing by 14 some odd points, but we also know that Arizona is as good as Carson Palmer is, and can he stay healthy with it? So I'm going to be curious to see, A, is the health going to hold up for him, and what's Garoppolo going to be like for the Patriots?
I would say the boss of the big screen this weekend would be the Rams at the Niners, but it's on Monday night, so I can't say that. That's tomorrow night, but that should be a good game between those two. You know, for me, the boss of the big screen today is going to be the Giants and the Cowboys. Eli loves to play in that Jerry World Stadium. Mm-hmm. He's had a great track record down there. I think that the Giants are looking for a much better season this year, and you're going to see Dak Prescott for the first time against a real defense. For me, the boss of the big screen today is the Giants at the Cowboys. That's a 1:25 start time on Fox.
Yeah, the NFC East, man. I mean, I can give you a reason why the Cowboys are going to win it. I can give you two why the Giants will win it. I can give you three why I like the Redskins. And, hell, even the Eagles. You know, have a chance.
You're not going to give the Eagles a chance.
Maybe not the Eagles. I won't give a chance to. But maybe this Carson Wentz kid turns out to actually put the state of North Dakota on the map because I know you and I looked at a globe for like an hour. We couldn't find North Dakota.
No, I still can't find it.
It's north of South Dakota, and it's south of Canada. That's all I know, okay? So we're going to try to look for it and see if we can find where North Dakota is. But, hey, guess what? Carson Wentz will help us know where it's at real quickly if he has a great game.
Coming up next on Sports on Tap, the Fantasy Consigliere. Hey! We'll give you some sit-start advice for your fantasy teams coming up next. It's 95.5 KLOS. It's the Rock of Southern California going down Sunset Boulevard. There they go.
Is that a Vespa?
Or is that a Harley?
I think that's a Harley.
Not a Vespa. Okay. A Vespa. Just a loud Vespa. No?
A loud, yeah, a Vespa without a muffler on it, I guess, right? All right, Fantasy Consigliere, pretty much close to the end of our show, and this is where we want to give you some fantasy sit-start advice. We talked to Alex Gelhar and huddle up with him when he's here earlier in the show. And on the sit side of things, he and I both agree on Melvin Gordon that, you know what, now is not the time for you to experiment with Melvin Gordon and see if he is going to have a better season this year than he did last year holding onto the rock. No, not on the road. Chargers on the road at Kansas City. No Melvin Gordon for me today.
Thanks. Yeah, too good of a defense there for the Chiefs. Second loudest stadium in the National Football League. That place is going to be rocking. He's going to have a tough time.
I think you're going to agree with this one, too. Arian Foster is a big fat sit for me today because he's traveling with the Dolphins to the Seahawks, yeah, where he'll be playing with his team for the first time on the road. Yep. Toughest place. Yeah, no, sit.
Yeah, sit.
Wait and see, I think, is the thing with Arian Foster. I've got him on two teams, okay? I want to play him, too, but he's on my bench this week.
Cop a squat and stay healthy, kid.
Guys that you can start, I mean, look, with Jamal Charles maybe not even taking a snap today, Spencer Ware. Mm-hmm. Man, is this guy a solid start. And, you know, when I heard that Jamal Charles was hurt a couple of days ago and they were thinking about, oh, no, how much he's going to play on Sunday, I went to the waiver wire to find him sitting there and scooped him up. So he's not owned all over the place. You might be able to pick up Spencer Ware and plug him right in, and he'd start for you today because he's going to get a lot of looks.
Yeah, and a guy I like to start too, Andrew Luck, just because we want to see how he is coming back off that year. I know he doesn't have the best weapons to throw to anymore, but, dude, you're playing the Lions. Come on, I can name seven high schools
Shootout.
Within three blocks of here
Shootout.
That could beat the hell out of the Lions right
Shootout.
Now. That's exactly what it's going to be.
I like
over
60 points.
I'll take the over in that one. Thank you for 500.
Here's one more that you're going to like. Christine Michael is absolutely a start today because Rawls, what's the deal? This is your team. What's the deal with Rawls? Is he going to even take a snap today? Are they going to start him easy? He's going to either a little bit?
He's going to get, I would imagine, Rawls gets about eight carries. It's also going to be contingent upon how the game's going, okay? And Jimmy Graham's going to play too. He's supposed to take 8 to 10 snaps. But if you're up big, you're up early. It's one thing Pete Carroll is a smart guy. He's going to sit. That's why Wilson doesn't take the big hits. They know what to do there. That's why they got Trayvon Boykin to back it up and let him get racked.
All right. So a couple of sit-start quickies for you there. What do we got left? We'll do Who Goes Off coming up next. And stick around because I'm going to give you the opportunity to score some tickets to our very private show, Rival Sons, coming up Sunday, September 25th. Want to go? I've got tickets up for grabs next on 95.5 KLOS. 95.5 KLOS. Sports on Tap with JD and the Bush. We're about ready to go. Chris Carter, Breakfast of the Beatles, live from the Colby Steakhouse. That's coming up here in just a little bit. First, Who Goes Off? Oh, you need the Who Goes Off thing. We have a brand new Who Goes Off thing. You have that? It's on the other page. Come on, let's play. Well, I'm going to wait for it, man. He made these things. I'm going to wait for it. Who Goes Off? It's on the other page. And basically what this is, we're going to do this every week. At the end of the show, Rob and I will decide who we think is just going to absolutely go off, go crazy this week. And then to start the show next week, we'll see if how smart we were. Does that sound good?
That sounds great to me.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Got that? Hit it.
Football, football.
Let's see how smart the experts were last week.
Right.
It's Who Goes Off.
Okay, that's the one we'll start the show with, but they sound the same, so we'll use it right here. Who's going off this week? I'm going to say the New York Giants. All of them are going off. Offense,
you hate
defense.
The Cowboys.
I don't hate the Cowboys. I know that Eli Manning loves playing at that place, though, and the Cowboys are going to throw Dak Prescott out there. Does anybody, quick show of hands, think that Dak Prescott is going to play against the New York Giants today like he played in the preseason? Anybody?
No, nobody ever does.
Uh-uh.
That's the problem.
Uh-uh.
So
for me, who goes off? New York Giants.
All right, I give you an individual, Adrian Peterson. Last time I checked, Teddy Bridgewater was pretty good. He's not playing.
No.
You're
going to
go with Sean Hill, who's 36 years old. The guy's 3 weeks younger than I am. He's 16 and 18 as a professional in his career. Adrian Peterson is going to get 87 carries today. They're playing against Tennessee. You and I could rack up 100 on Tennessee. Adrian Peterson goes off. He's the man today.
All right, we'll see how smart we are a week from right now. And right now, 800-955-KLOS, caller 20. I've got a pair of tickets for you to see Rival Sons. Very, very private show. KLOS Warehouse at World Arts. You can't buy them. You can only win them. Caller 20 right now, 800-955-KLOS. You are a winner. Breakfast with the Beatles next on 95.5 KLOS.